looking out at the devastation. I'm still here. I'm here.
Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. Jesus is over it all. And in Him, we live, we move, we have our being. He is the reason that we're here right now. He's the reason that we're on the earth. He's the reason that we engage at such time as this in all the things that go on around us. And we're here, we pray, we move forward in the things of God. We continue to persist, even though there's many times that we get frustrated. There's many times that we come under attack. All of those things are par for the course. And we've settled into that. We've recognized that that's, you know, in this world you'll have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world, is what Jesus says. And I think we need to be moving and shifting more into that line, into the overcoming side of it, and not the in this world you'll have trouble. Because so often I think we focus on the in this world you will have trouble part, and we don't focus on the but take heart, for I have overcome the world. We don't focus on the part of the authority that we have in Christ Jesus, and we just look at all the troubles and the tribulations going on around us. The truth is, right now, and all that's going on in the world, you, brothers and sisters, you followers of Christ, you are the only ones with answers for what's going on in the world. I want to remind you guys of the situation in the scriptures when Pharaoh, when the whole world was about to melt down, and Pharaoh was given a dream, and it repeated twice, and in his dream he saw the seven lean cows and the seven fat cows coming up out of the water first, and then them being eaten by the lean cows. He saw the heads of corn, the seven heads of corn that were full, and then them just being eaten by those other seven that were just completely dried out and withered, and how those ones ate up the fat cows, ate up the fat heads of corn. And he was perplexed by his dream, and he had no answer. And you know, that's the nature of what's going on in the world right now, is the world has no answer. And so, you know, in the midst of all that's going on, now, fortunately, that Pharaoh was smart. Fortunately, that Pharaoh, when God orchestrated the circumstance for Joseph to be in his presence and to interpret the dream, he recognized, you know what, you got the job. And he put Joseph in charge, and in doing so, that saved the then known world from total destruction and from total starvation, because they would have been just destroyed. The famine was so bad that by the second year, everybody's grain stores were completely depleted. Everybody's stores and reserves were gone. So they managed through 1 year kind of hoping for the best. By the second year, it was so bad, nothing was coming up, that they were out. And had they not prepared, had they not done some certain things in advance, no, they wouldn't have survived. But because Joseph had made preparations during those 7 years of plenty, and God had given them those years in advance, because God had given them those years in advance and allowed them to prepare. And when God gives, interestingly enough, when God showed it to him a couple times in two different ways, to Pharaoh, the dream, it was that this thing is certain, it's going to come to pass. But there was also an answer. You know, and in the difficulties that are there in front of us, in the world that's around us, there is an answer. But it's going to come on God's terms. It's going to come on His standard, His way. And, you know, things are going to happen. Things are going to come. So the 7 years of plenty were going to come, and the 7 years of famine were going to come. Those were things that were going to happen. So, and now, how they related to it is something else. How they related to it was, well, if you're going to prepare, and if you prepare well, you'll be fine. If you don't prepare, and you just, you know, you just think you're just going to kind of skate through, well, okay, you know, it's on you. But God told them in advance. And Pharaoh was smart enough to put Joseph in charge, and in the midst of all that, his nation was spared. Now, thought about that scripture where God has said, you know, in these days, basically, well, in the last days, and I believe we're moving into this transition period, for, and we're seeing this, he said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. You know what? I don't know why this was sort of in the back of our thinking. Wasn't mine for sure. Maybe not for you. But some reason, there was this old school thought of that, oh, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh. And for some reason, thinking that this was just going to be the church, that he's going to pour out his spirit on the church. No, all flesh. That means everybody. That means everybody experiences the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Now, the difference is, are you aligned with Him or are you not? Are you in, so when we've talked about riding the wave, well, are you in the spot where you can ride the wave? Or are you in the Point Break? Are you in the place where you're going to get crashed upon? Are you past the spot where you're going to miss it? I mean, where are you in relationship to the wave? So likewise, when God says, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh, everybody's going to be affected by this outpouring of the Spirit of God. The difference is, are you facing towards Him, in step with Him, rooted on the solid rock, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Are you rooted on Him? Or are you somewhere else? Now, there's scriptural precedent for this too. God talks about the man that builds his house upon the rock, and then He talks about the man that builds his house upon the sand. When the storm comes, you know, it tests the quality of each man's work. The one that's built on the rock, it stands. The one that is built on the sand, it ends up falling down. And, you know, but both of them experienced the storm. The difference was the foundation and how they related to the storm. Were they designed with the storm in mind? Were they set up and equipped for that which was to come? And so, you know, there's a important principle. There's an important understanding here. When we've talked about, or at least in my church experience, I should say, when people talked about the outpouring of the Spirit of God, for some reason it was presented in such a way like this was going to be something for the church. No, 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 no. He is pouring out His Spirit on everybody. Light is coming in on everybody. The Spirit of truth is coming upon everybody. And the difference is how do you relate to it? How do you relate to the truth? How do you relate to the light? How do you relate to the Spirit of the living God? Are you pointed and directed towards Him, just like the angels in heaven are pointed and directed towards Him? Or are you pointed somewhere else? Well, if you're pointed somewhere else and the Spirit of truth is coming in and light is shining upon you, it's going to be rough. But if your direction is towards Him, He's there. You're aligned and you're going to move forward in that. So I think it's an encouragement just to realize, look, what's coming is coming. Now, there are spiritual things that we can be doing. There are mental things that we can be doing, mental preparations and mental just ways of us preparing our minds and having our minds in that spot that God wants us to have it in. And there are physical things that we can do. But, you know, once you know, and then once we've kind of done some of those parts, then, hey, we've got to trust also, too. We've got to trust that God is in control. We've got to trust that He is leading and guiding us. We've got to see His hand in the things that have come before and the things that we're in the middle of now. We've got to see that He's leading and guiding His sheep, and that He's not going to lose, you know, even one of those that He's called unto Himself. So we got to know that God is with us, and we have to move forward in that trust, in that understanding, in the hope that we have in Him. But realize that the outpouring of the Spirit is it's already happening. And there's already those that are misaligned that are already cracking up. And like we've said, we're just getting going right now. You know, there's a lot on the horizon, a lot that could potentially happen, and a lot that could potentially take place. So we, brothers and sisters in Christ, we need to be mindful. And we need to just keep your heart, your eyes fixed on Christ. You know, we need to be aware but not distracted. You know, finding balance is important in all that's going on and all that's taking place. Finding, you know, a way to relate to all that's going on without it melting you down. You know, that's going to be important because, you know, men's hearts will fail them when they see certain things coming upon the earth. That's a real thing, because a lot of people, you know, are not ready for the kind of stuff that's there. And I mean, on one level, you know, I don't know if anybody can truly be ready for a lot of things. I mean, you know, I had the experience of because of part of my own upbringing, I had the experience of spending and growing up for a big chunk of my life in Sri Lanka during a civil war. So I lived through what civil war is and what it looks like, and you know, there's nothing that can prepare a person for what that is and what that looks like. You know, but in the middle of difficult times, there's also, you also know that God is with you, and you also know that He's leading and guiding you, but you feel it, you sense it, you sense the darkness, you sense all the things that are unleashed upon people in those times. So, you know, in the midst of all of these things, know what your defaults are, what you go back to. You know, one thing is when people get put into an emergency situation, or when people get put into a press, they go with what their reflexes are. They go with what their basic instincts are, because it's what you know. So, you know, so that's why, like, for example, like if you've got a wrestler or a boxer, or just take a wrestler. The reason that they do so many drills and train so much is so that when they're actually in the match, that it's just reflex. It's what comes back to them. You know, there is some thought, but not nearly as much as you would think, because they're engaged and they've got their muscle memory going, and there's a lot of things that are just there, impulsive, instinctive, because that's how they've trained. You know, we're supposed to train ourselves in godliness, and there's a reason for that, because that's your reflex then when you're put in the test. That's your reflex when you're put in a difficult time. That's your reflex. It's kind of like when people think, oh, okay, you know, I'm gonna wait for this whole thing to happen, and then I'm gonna call out to God, and then I'm gonna look for God. No, if you're not used to that, that's not going to be, it's like saying that you're going to run a marathon, but you're never going to go run prior to going there. You're not going to be ready for the race. So, you know, so we do, you know, I heard somebody say this recently. He said, it's how you do the small things is how you're going to do the big things. Or how you do the small things is how you do everything. I thought that was an interesting statement. But, you know, it's reflective of another principle that's out there. Just people sometimes reframe stuff. But basically, it's like, you know, if you do, you know, another way that's been put before, do anything for 21 days, that becomes your habit. But yeah, it's like how we choose to live. How are we going to walk through, you know, in all that we're in the middle of right now? So, you know, take heart with the things that are going on, because also with all that's going on right now, you know it, you see it, you see God working on your behalf, you see God working through you, you see Him moving and responding to our prayers. You know, there's been so many windows of life where it just seemed like, you know, we were just in this sludge, and now we're just seeing things moving. And as we pray and God is responding to our prayers, I mean, this is an amazing time. So you should be encouraged in that. But yeah, it's also a turbulent time. It's also a dangerous time. It's also a time where there's a lot going on and a lot could happen. So we need to be in prayer. We need to read the Word. We need to stay in fellowship with each other. Hey, this is important too. Encourage one another. Encourage one another with the Word, with the truth, with the promises of God. You know, we need to be doing that for each other as much as we can. Encouraging each other with truth and what's real, and not reinforcing the lie of the enemy, because the enemy's trying to get us to co-create his fallen reality through us by sowing the lie into us so that we believe it. You don't need that. What you need is the truth. And we need to be grounded in the truth and remind one another of the truth and be rooted in the truth. Well, the truth is you and I are more than conquerors. The truth is that you and I are overcomers in Christ Jesus. The truth is that we have an eternal inheritance and we have something beyond imagination and beyond our wildest dreams in Christ Jesus. The truth is that this current state of things, whatever this whole thing has been, it's not going to stay like this. It's going to end. You and I, this current thing is not our final resting place or our final homes. Thank God for that. So we're transitioning. Now, how that transition looks, that's what's going to get interesting. And we have a role in that. And recently I was talking to a buddy of mine, and it was interesting because it was almost like, and I was sharing this with him, it's like imagine you've got a coin and you've got heads on one side, you've got tails on the other side, and you knock that thing to go up in the air, and it's flipping in the air. Well, the coin is going up, and the coin is going to come down and land. And when it lands, it's going to land either heads or tails. But so the action of the coin going up in the air and the action of the coin coming down and landing, that's happening. That is going to happen. Now, whether it lands heads or whether it lands tails, that is not been determined. Because it's in process right now. That whole thing's happening. So I feel like that's a little bit of almost like what we're in the middle of, is that some things, yes, the coin has been knocked and ping, it's up, it's starting to flip and it's going up into the air. But how it lands is yet to be determined, yet to be understood. There's a mystery in the middle of all that's going on right now. And just like there was a mystery in Christ Jesus coming to the earth the way that he did and fulfilling the things that he did when he came here, there was a mystery in that. There's an amazing mystery in that. And that this Jesus whom you crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ. There was a mystery hidden in all of that. And God's purposes were fulfilled. Though man didn't see it, even after the resurrection, man didn't see it for a while. And then they did. So there's something else going on with all of this, all right? And so I know that people have spun up all kinds of things of what they believe and how they believe it, and this is going to happen here and this is going to happen there. Listen, whenever we have a chance to look back, when everything's said and done and this whole thing is wrapped up and we carry on to the next thing, the next dimension that God has for us and how that is, we'll look back and we'll be like, oh my gosh, this was what that was. And oh, okay, I get it. Oh man, that we can do that. Yeah. But right now we're in the middle of it. And for some reason, you know, we can't see the forest for the trees, but we're in the middle of it. And that's part of the adventure. That's part of the trust. That's part of the understanding. That's part of also the role that we play in this grand thing that God is in the middle of doing with and through us. And how we fulfill the roles that we have is also going to, in part, determine whether that coin lands on tails or lands on heads. Because there is something else going on in this. There is a mystery in the middle of all of this. So, you know, and it's just like if you just have a coin that you flipped up in the air and just a little gust of wind that comes, or a little something here, a little something there, or if it's flipped harder or softer, that it determines and it'll affect how it lands. So likewise, our prayers, our petitions, our engagement, our following the voice of the Spirit of the living God, little things that we do may turn out to just be the biggest things that finally tip it one way or the other. And where we may end up coming in for a really hard landing or a really soft landing, but it's going to land. Yeah, we're going to land. It's coming down. Is it going to come down hard? Is it going to come down soft? Are we going to land tails? Are we going to land heads? How is this thing going to end up? Well, I'll tell you what we can do, what you and I can do. We can give all of ourselves over to the living God. And we can serve Him with all of our hearts. And we can do whatever it is that He has for us to do. And we can pray and we can intercede and we can make ourselves available for whatever He wants of us. And we can just put ourselves out there, fling ourselves right into the middle of whatever God says and just say, okay, Lord, you got it. You say it, we go. We do. You tell us, we go. We're there. That, brothers and sisters, is the way to ensure the best possible outcome, period. You know, there were certain windows in my own life where I stopped putting my expectations. And I've had to revisit that, and it's not always stuck. But I definitely wanted to just drop my own personal expectations and just say, okay, Lord, I don't even know necessarily how to pray about this or how to think about this particular thing. And so here's what I'm going to do, Lord. I'm just going to leave this before You. I'm going to trust You with it. And I know You're in control. So, Lord, You lead me. You guide me. You teach me. You show me. Whatever You believe is the best for my life, that's what I want. Whatever direction You have for me. Because You know, I in myself, apart from you, I can do nothing. I know this. We can do no thing apart from the living God. So how am I going to have a thought of something that's good apart from Him? How am I going to have an idea apart from Him that is, I mean, I'll put those before Him. And I'll say, okay, Lord, it's up to You. I'm going to just trust Him with that, but it's not up to Him. He knows. So I'm going to surrender to Him. I'm going to trust Him. And I'm not going to lean on my own understanding, but in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge Him and let Him direct my path. And I've had to come back to that as a default and a reset point time and again. But my gosh, what an amazing trip it's been. What an amazing journey it's been. And the people, the experiences, the life, it's been phenomenal. So I'm encouraged. This is not something exclusive to any person, by the way. This is what's on offer to the child of God, is that we can follow Him and He'll lead and guide us. If He calls to you, you respond. You respond with everything that you are. Everything that you are, you're like, God, it's here. You say I go, whatever. And do that. And as you surrender to Him, He's going to lead and guide you. He's going to direct you by His Spirit. He's going to quicken you. He's going to show you. He's going to empower you. He's going to send you into the middle of things that would seemingly be impossible. And you're going to come out the other side victorious, knowing His name, His voice, and knowing that He's in control. I'm encouraged. And for those of you guys that have been out there and you are still checking faithmix.com, you know that we haven't had anything up for over a month new, and there's a reason for that, because we had some significant technical difficulties and some other things that came up, and it's been a crazy, crazy window. But if you're still checking back here, hey, God bless you guys. You are the ones that are with us for an all in. I mean, you know, how many people in this day and age are just so quick to just disappear? But not you guys. So which is good. Those are the people that we want to share this. Because this message that we share here, this is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's for those that have hearts to receive, ears to hear, eyes to see, and that are that this word God has for them. So, you know, we understand that. And we share it like that. It reaches who it needs to reach at the time it needs to reach them for the purpose that God would have for them. And so with that, knowing that this is reaching exactly who God wants it to reach, we pray too at the same time that God blesses you, God keeps you, God strengthens you, God encourages your spirit and encourages your heart. We pray healing over your body, healing over your mind, healing over your soul, and full and complete restoration for each and every one of you. For you, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. All right, God bless you. Bye.